How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, as we have been every single day, all week long, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone. We're available on the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com, SportsByline.com, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, the list goes on and on. The most listened to pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the whole wide world. And we are here leading into tomorrow's Royal Rumble pay-per-view. It is the WWE's second biggest show of the year. And obviously, as many of you are aware, the winner of the Royal Rumble, in theory, goes on to WrestleMania to challenge for the WWE World Heavyweight title on the biggest show of the year. This year should be no exception, but who knows how things go. Tomorrow, of course, Roman Reigns expected to win the Royal Rumble, but hey, things have changed many times in the past. He's one of 30 guys in the Royal Rumble. The WWE World Heavyweight title match, Seth Rollins, John Cena, and Brock Lesnar will be fighting for the title. And we should know at the end of the evening what the main event for the big show is. We're going to talk about that here on the program today. We got a lot of news as well, and we'll be taking your phone calls at 855-478-4478. If you have something on your mind, and as a wrestling fan or mixed martial arts fan listening to this right now, I know you've got something on your mind, and maybe you're sick of listening to Ed call in. What are you waiting for? 855-478-4478. We'll start taking phone calls after the break. Talking all of the news as well. There is a UFC on Fox tonight as well. Alexander Gustafsson is fighting Anthony Rumble Johnson tonight. We'll talk about that as well as the New Japan on Access Marathon that took place last night. We're going to talk about all of the television as well. Lots of stuff to get into here today, so get ready to call. 855-478-4478. Back in a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are not yet joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Late Friday nights, early Saturday mornings. You know how that can sometimes go. Hopefully he'll be joining us later on in the program here today, but we got a lot of stuff to talk about one way or the other. We've got UFC on Fox tonight. We've got the Royal Rumble tomorrow. The phones are ringing like crazy. And of course, we have a lot of news to talk about as well. This is 8 straight days of Wrestling Observer Live. If you missed it, all this week we were up at 2 Pacific 5 Eastern during the weekday on Sports Byline USA and Sirius Satellite Radio. And in fact, if you go to WrestlingObserver.com right now, or preferably after this show, and you scroll down the right-hand side of the page, you can see streaming free now. I'm doing a marathon of all of the shows that we did this past week on Wrestling Observer Live. If you missed any of them, check out that marathon. It's ongoing free right now on our TuneIn Radio channel, which is TuneIn Radio. Search Wrestling Observer or F4W Live, and you can subscribe to that channel. We put up free shows all the time, so check that out. Let's go to the phone, see what's on everybody's mind. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's someone who thinks it's very unprofessional of Mike to be missing the show and being late, and I am very ready to step in and take his place if need be.
If need be. Let me guess, you're calling to give us the Shine Eye pay-per-view update.
Yes, because there was major news, and Jim in Virginia really is going to want to hear this, because there was a big surprise appearance, much like the last show where Santana Garrett made a surprise return. This show... there's been a heel stable called Valkyrie that has been like the main heel stable. But the last few weeks, they've kind of been leaderless because their leader, Reign, retired. Then Serena Deeb got hurt. And they've been there, but they kind of haven't. They've been on the back burner. Well, this show, they were like rebuilding them, like real strong. They all pretty much won their matches. And then at the end of the show, Mia Yim won her match. She beat Santana Garrett. And after the match, Valkyrie attacked Mia Yim, beat her down. Leva tried to make the save. They beat her down. They beat down some other baby faces, and it looked like they were going to take over like they once did. And then out of the blue, one, Jessica Havoc made her big return to Shine and cleared house on Valkyrie and threw them all out of the ring, and the place went wild. So I'm guessing this means she's done with TNA since this was a pay-per-view and they're not supposed to do pay-per-view.
Well, I know that that Brittany of TNA fame is done, and that's why she showed up at Shine. So I haven't really heard anything one way or the other about Havoc, but if she showed up on the iPay-per-view, my guess is that she's no longer with Impact. So another one down as they move to Destination America.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that TNA's losing talent to Shine. I mean, that's kind of saying something.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean that Shine is paying them more than TNA. All that means is TNA has a set budget, and they've either reached or exceeded the budget, and so they can't afford to pay them anything, and so they end up going to Shine.
Well, it's good for her. She works better in Shine than she did in TNA. They just never really played to her strengths in TNA, and she'll do a much better job. Same thing with Santana Garrett. She had a phenomenal match. I know like a lot of people didn't think her work was in TNA was very, very good as far as her work rate. But the match last night was fantastic. I mean, she did a great job. And, yeah, it was a great show. Everyone, check out the VOD. And if you're wondering where my Shine 24 iPay-per-view report is on the front page, I'm just waiting for the VOD to come up so I can rewatch it and then rewrite it. And it should be up on the front page sometime tonight or tomorrow.
I am waiting with bated breath, Ed. I want to thank you very much for the call, as is everybody listening to this right now, for your Shine report there on the front page. Thank you, of course, Ed, as always, for the call. And Destination America, TNA last night, they were running head-to-head with New Japan on Access Television. And if you have Access Television and you're not recording or watching live the New Japan shows, I don't know what to tell you, because episode number 3... which we've been hyping up for a week now here on this program. Episode number 3 was just about the greatest one-hour television show in the history of wrestling. And we were talking about this over and over again, to the point where I started to think, you know what? I am building up expectations awfully big. And people are going to watch this show, and you know what's going to happen? They're going to say, Brian, what are you talking about? All of this talk about how this show was so great, and then I watched it, and it really wasn't that great. Well, I'm going through my Twitter here, and not only Twitter, but emails and text messages. John here, for example, says, that third Access TV New Japan show was beyond incredible. Mauro Ranallo has already won 2015 Best Announcer. People are raving about this show, and I had Access TV on last night because I was recording. They had two shows last night. They aired episode 2 and the episode 3 that everybody's talking about, and I set it to record, and I left it on Access TV. And when I went to bed at about 2 o'clock a.m. Pacific, so 5 Eastern, they were still playing New Japan. I had 5 episodes on my DVR. They were just, I guess they played in a loop over and over last night. They just, they were doing a marathon. And so hopefully a lot of you got a chance to see it. If you didn't, episode 3, which is the one we've been talking about forever, and the one that everybody is still raving about, that one is going to air again in the 9 o'clock time slot this coming Friday. So I urge you to go set your VCR for New Japan on Access Television, especially if you're somebody who's been complaining a lot about Raw, SmackDown, whatever lately. Here is an alternative for you. It is an hour long. It's on Access Television. It's got U.S. English commentary, Mauro Ranallo and Josh Barnett, and they do a great, great job. So head up there and check out New Japan on Access Television. To the show, to the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Ryan, what's up?
I got a story for you that's similar to what Ed was talking about yesterday about a wrestling grandma.
Yes.
But this is actually a true grandma.
Well, I think the other two are true grandmas, but let me hear your story.
Okay, the name of this lady is Gangster Granny, and her gimmick is she's currently just a referee at the House of Pain, and she's the good guy referee. But there's also a heel referee that's a high school student by the name of Shauna Anders, and she does the Dangerous Danny Davis gimmick where she cheats the baby faces out. So it's a feud between the good referee and the bad referee.
Gangster Granny.
Right. What's been happening is this heel referee has been costing Bobby the Brain all his matches. He was the mentally challenged wrestler at the House of Pain.
That's right.
what's happened is probably it's lead to a mixed tag match between this LA star that's been paying off this heel referee. Even gone as far as showing pictures on Facebook of this girl on a cruise, even though she's still in high school.
It's quite the convoluted storyline they've got right here. Maybe convoluted is not the right word, but it's a very complex storyline. A gangster granny, a supposed high school student, cruise ships. Where is this all going, Ryan?
I think it's a mixed tag team match between Bobby the Brain and Gangster Granny against LA Star and the heel Danny Davis.
And will this be available anywhere on iPay-Per-View?
I think you can probably get to see it for free if you go to the wrestling school because they have matches for free every Tuesday and Saturday at Higgins.
I have to go to the wrestling school? There's no other place for me to see this? I can't make it out to that wrestling school.
Well, you can also go to their YouTube channel and see Bobby the Brain in action in this LA Star and Gangster Granny ref some referee matches.
And this is House of Pain on YouTube?
Right, but there's more than one House of Pain on YouTube. There's multiple federations called House of Pain, so you have to know which one you're looking for.
I see. So maybe if I search for House of Pain, Bobby the Brain.
Well, his name is Uno Dos Tres.
His name is Uno Dos Tres?
Yeah, but everyone calls him Bobby the Brain.
Huh. Listen, Ryan, I want to thank you very much for the call. That's a lot of information for me to process right there. A man named Uno Dos Tres? Hard to believe. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? Oh, hold on, caller. Oh, yeah, sorry. I picked you up right at the music. Yeah, stand by. We're going to head to a break. I'll pick you up when we come back from the commercial. I apologize for that. Back in a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today heading into tomorrow's Royal Rumble pay-per-view. We're here every Saturday morning, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. Show's going to be replaying tonight at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, head-to-head, actually, with UFC on Fox, if you're not an MMA fan. And we'll be back tomorrow as well, leading into the Royal Rumble, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Chris is on the phone right now. Chris, what's going on?
It's Andrew from Houston, yes.
Andrew, wrong Texas caller. What's going on?
Oh, yes, there's lots of us here. But I was.
It is a large state, that is correct. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's very large. But I was wondering, since there's so many entrants that are still left open for the Rumble, how many do you think will be NXT wrestlers, and which ones do you be? Which ones do you think it'll be? Like, can you imagine, like, a Finn Balor or Hideo Itami coming out instead of, like, a Sami Zayn?
I mean, it's possible, but I would guess that in terms of surprises, I don't even know the full roster. Actually, I can go up and check out how many have been announced so far. We've got Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, Rusev, Barrett, Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose, Golden Stardust, Big Show, Kane, Miz Dow, Truth, Ziggler, Ryback, Fandango, and Luke Harper. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. That's 17. So that leaves 13 left. Probably some of the regular roster guys are going to be in there. I know that probably Sheamus is going to be a surprise. Randy Orton is going to be a surprise. I don't know who else would be a surprise. I guess it's possible. I don't like debuting NXT guys in the Royal Rumble unless they're going to do very, very well and move into the main roster. I don't really think it does anybody any favors to just, you know, show up in the Rumble, get tossed out, and then you're back to NXT. I would love to see somebody get called up, but I think that Zayn would be unlikely because he's the champion. Maybe a Tommy, but I think they're planning on keeping him down there a little bit longer. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't know anything off the top of my head.
Okay, well, thank you very much. All right.
All right, thanks so much for the call. Really appreciate it. Back to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Cy. I'm calling from London in England.
London. What's going on, Cy?
Well, my question was about Brock Lesnar. I want to ask, do you think he looks back and he's proud of what he's done in WWE? Does he look at it as something that's bragging about, or is it just money to him and he doesn't care?
Well, Brock is, I don't want to say he's all about the money, but Brock is there to make some money. And whatever happens after his WWE deal expires, he is going to take whatever offers him the most money. Now, as someone who has wrestled, not just in wrestling, but in all aspects of life, I mean, it's very, very difficult to be as good as Brock Lesnar is and has become in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as well if you don't really want to do it. I don't think that Brock goes home, and I could almost guarantee Brock does not go home and watch the WWE Network. Brock does not go home and watch wrestling videos or DVDs or whatever. But I think that Brock, I mean, Brock is a driven person. So when I think when he gets to the building, he's very serious about his job, and he does the best he can to the best of his ability. And I'm sure he's proud of it to a degree, but again, I don't think he goes home and watches his old matches over and over. But I do think he is proud of what he has accomplished.
Sure. Okay. Thank you for taking my call.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. I really appreciate it. Back to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, guys. This is Jesse from Philly.
What's up, Jesse?
First, I just want to say I'm going to the Rumble tomorrow. I think Reigns is going to win. I think it's going to be a classic example of Vince telling the fans what they want instead of listening to the fans. So despite whatever backlash there may be in the arena, I think it's going to be Reigns winning the Rumble. But what I really wanted to talk about was New Japan. I just started watching this year. I never watched previously. I watched the Tokyo Dome show. I've been watching the shows on Access. And the wrestling's amazing. I mean, the shows fly by, the matches are great, but the announcing is so great as well with first Jim Ross and then Moro and Josh Barnett. So my question was, I've never watched one of the shows with Japanese commentary, and I'm thinking about getting New Japan World, but how would you contrast the shows being broadcast in Japanese versus the U.S. Commentary?
Well, I think that the U.S., if you're a brand new fan, if you're a brand new fan, and this is for everybody listening to this right now, if you're a brand new fan, I would suggest that you track down the New Japan Tokyo Dome show with Jim Ross and Matt Stryker doing commentary, and I would recommend that you go through the first three episodes that are available of New Japan on Access Television, just so you can familiarize yourself with all of the guys, some of the storylines, some of the finishers, some of the sequences, that sort of thing. But you got to remember that until the Tokyo Dome show, the vast majority of hardcore New Japan fans, in fact, all of them, they watched New Japan. They either got videotapes, they found it on the internet, they got DVDs. This goes way back, like, you know, decades. People have been trading tapes and that sort of thing. And they never had any English commentary whatsoever. If you have an idea of all of the guys and their styles and their history and that sort of thing, you can enjoy this just fine with the Japanese commentary. And in fact, one of the Japanese commentators, in fact, on the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards for this year, he won second place in Best Announcer, and virtually nobody who votes in the Observer Awards even speaks Japanese. That's how good an announcer he is. You don't necessarily know what he's saying, but the Japanese announcers, they get so excited, and they have a very dynamic way of calling the matches, particularly the last few minutes of the matches, that you may, and some people do, you may enjoy it more with the Japanese commentary than with the American commentary. Although the episode 3 with Mauro Ranallo rivals any commentary you'll ever hear. But I would suggest at least trying New Japan World. It's like $8.30 a month or something like that. If you don't like it, you can cancel. But I think you should give it a shot because there's a lot of fabulous stuff up there.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, last night's show was incredible. And thanks a lot, Brian. Keep up the good work and be nicer to Granny next time.
I did publicly apologize to Granny. I will do it here again on the show. I'm sorry, Granny, for yelling at you on the Brian and Vinny show. I was irritated that she was yelling at me like I was trolling her when I really had no idea what she was talking about. This is what happens in families, everybody. Families have their disagreements, but I do apologize to Granny. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mark from London, England.
A lot of people from London calling today. What's going on, Mark?
It's a slow Saturday night over here. There's not a lot going on.
Well, I'm glad that this show can replace the slow Saturday nights in London. What's on your mind?
Well, this is a question that Mike probably would have had some interest in as well. With Shinsuke Nakamura becoming the Wrestler of the Year for 2014, do you think with him turning 35 this year that he'd be a surefire lock maybe this year, maybe next year to get into the Observer Hall of Fame?
The Hall of Fame. Oh, man. Hall of Fame is a more difficult question to answer because I can't speak for any of the voters.
Like, kind of hashy, you know.
Yeah. The thing with the Hall of Fame is there's X number of voters, and even though Dave lays out criteria for all of them, everybody has their own personal criteria. For example, I think that Brock Lesnar is a Hall of Famer, especially after, I presume he's going to main event WrestleMania again this year. I mean, I think that he should go in, but this is a classic example. There are a lot of Hall of Fame voters who definitely, they will not vote for somebody who is an active competitor. And so that hurts a lot of people that may have a perfectly fine Hall of Fame case. Nakamura, besides being an active competitor, the other thing that he has going against him into the Hall of Fame is A, he's young. B, he's got probably a long career ahead of him. And I can see, no matter how great a year he has, I can see people not voting for him for that very reason. Daniel Bryan won the best technical wrestler for like 9 years in a row, which is absolutely unprecedented in the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards. And he has been a WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He's been one of the best workers in the world. I mean, when I put all of that together, there's that part of me that thinks, okay, this guy probably is a Wrestling Observer Newsletter Hall of Famer. He hit that record. He broke the record for best technical wrestler. He's won the championship in the biggest organization in the world. He's headlined WrestleMania, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But because he's young, because he's got a long career ahead of him, because he's not retired, there's a lot of people that won't vote for him. So I think that that's probably going to happen in Nakamura as well. Unless he has, like, if he wins Wrestler of the Year, like, two more times, I think he will probably go in quite easily. But outside of that, it may be harder.
What do you think if he does continue on like last year for, say, the next 3, 4, 5 years, that, you know, would you see him personally in your case as maybe a surefire lock in about 5 years' time?
If he had two more years like this, I would vote for him without hesitation. But again, it's hard
to... Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's hard to speak for all of the voters. Everybody, every time we do Hall of Fame voting, you know, you go through it and everyone has their own criteria. And it is difficult to get 60% of the vote to go into the Observer Hall of Fame. Tanahashi did go in, first ballot, easy Hall of Famer. So Nakamura has another couple of very good years, and I would suspect that the same thing will probably happen with him. A couple of notes here from Twitter. I am at Brian Alvarez, by the way. Gregory says they had an NXT slot 2 years in a row with your concerns noted, and you had to pick one. Who would you pick? I will tease that for after the break. I will give you my pick. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Here every Saturday and Sunday. Saturdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 2 Eastern. Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Of course, we replay on Saturdays at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern, as well as Monday mornings at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network Series Satellite Radio Sports Zone. We're available on the American Forces Network. Big shout out to everybody listening on the American Forces Network, as well as the Cable Radio Network, streaming online on the internet, WrestlingObserver.com, SportsByline.com. We're on TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, the list goes on and on. The most listened to pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And there is only one wrestling and mixed martial arts website that you need in the world, and that is WrestlingObserver.com. We update the news every single day, and if you're a fan of this program, you will have more audio than you'll even know what to do with. I do two shows a day up at WrestlingObserver.com, including on Sundays when I usually do three shows a day, including tomorrow, by the way. We will have a free Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline leading into the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. And then later on in the evening, only for subscribers, we will have special audio shows. Myself and Vinny will be recapping the Royal Rumble, perhaps with some special guests. And then later, myself and Dave will be recapping the Royal Rumble. Dave and I will be up for Raw on Monday. There's so much audio that you can only get as a subscriber. Many callers have been on this program talking about how awesome the subscriber area of WrestlingObserver.com is. Don't miss out. Not only to get all of the new shows, every show we've ever done, dating back to 2005, is available in the archives. Over 6,000 hours of audio available in the archives for you at the touch of a button. It is just $9.99 a month if you sign up for a year. If you sign up month to month, it's only $10.99 a month. A small fee to give it a shot. And this is the best time of the year to do so as we head into WrestleMania. I would also like to plug the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. This week's issue has the 2014 Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards, which you can grab on the website as a subscriber as well, and the new Figure Four Weekly. Full color PDF, only for subscribers. I urge everybody to read the cover article that I wrote this week about why people get so bored watching Raw. There's a lot more to it than some people would think, so make sure you check out that article. It will be available on Amazon.com for the Kindle in a couple of days as well. And we do have back issues available for the Kindle on Amazon.com as well. So check out WrestlingObserver.com. Sign up. I guarantee you will love your subscription. Guess who just woke up, everybody? Mike Sempervivi is here on the line. Mike, what's going on?
Not a whole lot. See, I'm blaming one of those shows that's up on the website, your After Dark show, because I'm on the East Coast and I stayed up late last night to listen to that. So it can't be my fault. I'm blaming it on you.
That's right. You stayed up to listen to The Ghost Hunt, which is available, by the way, as a free download at AfterDarkRadioShow.com if you want to hear this show. Listen to it tonight with the lights out. It will make the whole experience much, much better. What do you think of my evidence, Mike?
Hey, you know, it is undeniable the way that thing was going off of there.
Mike says. Undeniable.
There was some sort of activity going on. I don't know if it was one spirit, if it was several spirits, if it was no spirit. It just happened to be a circumstance. But yes, there was something going on.
Ghost hunting, everybody. Check it out at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. It's my Friday night show. Now, Mike, before the break, I don't know if you heard this, but we had a caller asking about the Royal Rumble. He believes there is usually one spot open for an NXT wrestler, and he wanted to know who we would have debut in the Royal Rumble this year. And I have an answer. I've been thinking about this. I'll give my answer, then we'll get yours. I don't like the idea of somebody just randomly showing up, getting dumped over the top rope, and going back to NXT. I don't want to see Sami Zayn show up in the Rumble, and then the next thing you know, he's back on NXT, and he just made a brief appearance, like they did with Charlotte on Raw. I don't like that. I think that if somebody is going to debut in the Rumble, they got to make a splash, and they got to immediately be on the main roster. And I thought of the perfect NXT wrestler to do that. And that is... it's my drum roll. Kalisto. I think that Kalisto would be a great guy to debut in the Royal Rumble because it's a Royal Rumble. You have somebody show up, they just dump some guys out. It's the same thing that everybody else does. But imagine if there were like five guys in the ring, five mid-card guys in the ring, and Kalisto runs down and he does a whole bunch of amazing springboard moves off the ropes. He tosses like three guys and you really showcase him at a midpoint in the Royal Rumble. I know this is a spoiler and people don't like it, but I'm just telling you because you may see him tomorrow. They've already lost the NXT tag team titles. It is very likely that they're both going to be on the main roster at any time. It is very unlikely that Rey Mysterio is going to be coming back to the company. They're doing a show in San Jose, and I just think for WrestleMania, you can do something big with him. I think that he'd be the perfect guy. He comes in, he makes a splash, he eliminates a bunch of guys, everybody is wowed, and he's on the main roster the next day.
So him more than, a CJ Parker probably
Make
more sense.
Why waste a spot? God bless the guy, but why waste a spot on CJ Parker?
Or Marcus Louis.
I like Marcus Louis, but he's got a storyline going on right now in NXT, so he's busy. He's too busy for the Rumble.
When you look up and down and you know, whether it be Finn Balor, Hideo Itami, Prince Pretty, Sami Zayn, Adrian Neville, they would all deserve better unless you are going to do something shocking in this Royal Rumble. No matter who it is, Baron Corbin, they all would deserve more impact. And I think what you're saying probably makes the most sense. You know, it wouldn't be a tag team, you know, a combination coming up. Obviously, Sin Cara is already on the main roster, considered probably on the main roster to most fans. So to bring up a tag team, you know, like a Gotch and, you know, that wouldn't make much sense. So I probably you have the best scenario there because, again, looking kind of up and down at everything, unless it's a. Again, you know, Mojo, none of it would make sense other than him.
So the Royal Rumble is tomorrow, and we're live leading into the Royal Rumble on Sunday afternoon. And the main card thus far, this may be all the matches because SmackDown is already over. We've got in the dark match, The New Day against Cesaro, Tyson Kidd, and Adam Rose. We have the 30-man Royal Rumble, of which we have, I believe, 17 participants that I went over earlier. Lesnar, John Cena, and Seth Rollins in a three-way for the World Heavyweight title. Usos against The Miz and Mizdow. Paige and Natalya against the Bella Twins and the Outlaws against the Ascension. That's really on pay-per-view, everybody. And as we mentioned a couple of days ago, there are some odds for the Rumble right now. And keep in mind, this does not mean a whole lot until probably the final minutes of our radio show tomorrow when the Smart Money comes in. Lesnar is the favorite at minus 420. Cena is at plus 370, and Seth Rollins is at plus 900. Now, as you're well aware, Mike, all that means is that's who's going to win the match. That does not include any cash-ins that might occur after the match. So that, to me, could mean that one of the plans, and there are three scripts, by the way, so we won't know probably until the show is over which one they go with, but this idea may be that Lesnar retains the title and then Seth cashes in on him and wins the belt. Or maybe Lesnar's just going on to WrestleMania. Which one do you think it is?
I guess I will go with Brock Lesnar continuing to winning and going on to WrestleMania. Although, again, either way, in my magical scenario, Daniel Bryan could wrestle either one of those guys and be okay. I think it's possible for either one. The biggest thing is just John Cena won't be.
The Usos are favorites against The Miz and Mizdow, which would mean new tag team champions. And I think that this is a match, in my opinion, that you can change the finish the day of the show. You got to remember Raw is Monday. And my scenario is that Miz and Mizdow, the big beginning of the breakup occurs in the Royal Rumble. They do the deal where Miz gets tossed over the top rope, and Mizdow supposed to bail with him, but Mizdow decides, I am not going to be the stunt double tonight. And he runs wild, eliminates a couple of guys. Maybe they even do the Hulk Hogan, Sid Vicious spot where Miz pulls Mizdow out of the ring. He's so angry. And that's the beginning of the rift. And if they don't lose the tag titles earlier in the show, they can retain the titles and do the spot in the Rumble, and then they can lose the titles the next night on Raw. I can see the company doing that. So I don't think that you can really read anything into these odds because those can be changed at any time.
Well, aren't the Usos the tag team champions?
Are they? I thought Miz and Mizdow were still the champs.
No, I thought Miz and Mizdow, they lost them. So at, but, you know, again, they could... It depends
You're
on when
right.
You
I've been paying such great attention to these storylines. The Usos are the tag team champion. Who cares is the question.
It just depends on, I think, when you want to go with the official big blow-off breakup, whether it's at WrestleMania or the lead into that. So, I mean, yes, they could actually win the belts and drop them later on to the Usos. Who knows what could happen. But, yeah, probably no matter what happens, it's going to take a backseat to any interaction they're going to have during the Rumble because, again, it just sticks out that they're in the Rumble, whereas usually guys who are not wrestling or who wrestle earlier on the card are not.
My God, what has happened to this business where I can't even remember who the tag team champions are. They won them on December 29th. They've been tag champions for a month.
There was a time I could name all 24 Crockett teams from like 1986, and you can't even name the three or four the WWE has, which, again, is another reason that Kalisto and coming up to the main roster makes a lot of sense with him and Sin Cara together in that very terrible tag team division.
Good God almighty, I'm just astonished. Just astonished at myself and this company.
How many times have those two teams wrestled with each other?
Oh, man, we had the stats. They're on, I think it's, the Royal Rumble will be, I believe, either their 15th or their 16th match since the 2nd of December.
And give or take what feels like 1,000. So,
and that's televised. We're in the 20s if you count house show matches.
You know, at least you remember the teams that were wrestling. Who knows, you know, the titles don't mean anything anyway. So it's like saying, hey, Brian, who's the U.S. champion?
Wade Barrett. No, Rusev.
There you go.
Wade Barrett's the Intercontinental champion.
And they've done a pretty great job with you, Rusev. And still, it's hard to remember, you know, because these titles mean nothing.
This is not my fault, everybody. I'm telling you. The Ascension, heavy favorites against the New Age Outlaws, minus 600 to plus 400 for the New Age Outlaws. Yes, their storyline is that the Ascension gets beat up and made to look like complete dunderheads on Raw Monday. And then on Sunday, they beat a legendary team. I don't get it. I guess you could say they were outnumbered. That's about the best I can say about this storyline.
Yeah, it's with JBL on commentary for this too, correct?
Oh yeah, that's going to be great. Your Wrestling Observer Newsletter worst announcer of the year, John Bradshaw Layfield, barely beating out Jerry Lawler and Michael Cole, I might add.
This should scream for the Ascension to win, but the way things have gone for them, and I don't think it's not like they're going to be released or anything like that. I don't see him going back down to NXT. I can actually see the New Age Outlaws winning because why not?
You're right. They can do even Steven the next day. We're going to head to a break, everybody. Back in just a moment to wrap up this show, Wrestling Observer Live, here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here on our eighth straight day of Wrestling Observer Live. And tomorrow, we are going to be back leading into the Royal Rumble, Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, here on Sports Byline USA. If you're listening to this show on a replay, now you know. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. I'm going to be back later on tonight with Dave Meltzer. We're going to be running down all of the results of the UFC on Fox show tonight. Gustafson versus Johnson. Alexander Gustafson and Anthony Johnson. Dan Henderson, Gegard Mousasi, as well as Phil Davis and Ryan Bader. Those are the top three fights of the Fox card. So check that out tonight on Fox Television. Free TV, UFC tonight. Dave and I up for subscribers later on. Tomorrow, of course, the Royal Rumble with the Rumble match and the three-way. Brock Lesnar, John Cena, and Seth Rollins for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Mike and I will be up live leading into that show, taking your phone calls. We'll watch the pre-show as well and tell you what's going on there. And then later on, a Brian and V show and a Wrestling Observer Radio on Sunday night, talking WWE's second biggest pay-per-view of the entire year. As noted, last night I did a ghost hunt. Cheap plug. If you want to hear that audio, it's up at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. Mike listened to it. That's why he missed the first 45 minutes. He was so scared last night that he could not sleep, and then he slept in this morning. Isn't that right, Mike?
Well, considering you were live tweeting and you had that one of the shot of the staircase leading down to the door, that was a little creepy.
That's right. We can talk more about that tomorrow, but that's up on Twitter if you want to see that photo. And we are out of here, so I want to thank all of you for listening. We'll be back on Sunday afternoon with more, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.